Case number 11,145. I'm going to apologize now for the name. Ivan Nikolov Sabatev.
I'm good sorry. Job.
Northwest of Route 48 Zora Road, approximately 1,800 feet south of Road 302A, Avalon Road, a variance from the side, rear, and front yard setback requirements.
This property is...
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Ivan Sabrute. I live in 28045 Wagner Road.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Everything could go true.
Be true?
Yes. This is property is mine.
Okay.
But name.
You can go up to the podium if you'd wish. That'd be the easiest to do.
This property is mine, but I don't have permit for buy before 4 years, and name is my daughter.
Okay.
I have here from my daughter.
Okay, if you'll pass it down there, then please.
Thank you.
Sorry for my language, but for me, very difficult to learn.
No,
okay.
Basically, his daughter, Vania, is giving him permission to be here on her behalf.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. Before 4 years, I bought this place and start to build new house.
Okay.
But in middle, this property was home trailer. And I have permit for build this house. I'm civil engineer. I make plan, give permit, everything, and move this trailer very close to my site property.
Okay.
Because my property is little, don't have place where I put. And build, I have permit everything where I need from building department. And everything okay, but I have materials and built a shed. Don't have place. I put this shelf very close to site. And this variance is for move trailer. I have permit for move trailer. I have plan. For shed, I have planned everything. And now here is my answer. Can you help me? For I answer for this.
Standards, he needs help.
Because
standards.
I not speak very good English. And I put my sign, my name here. Is this true?
Did you fill it out? Okay.
And this to sign name. Can you help to?
Okay. His neighbor helped him fill this out.
Okay.
This trailer I need for leave to finish my built house. If I finish house, I move shed, I move trailer. I put sign, this is true.
Okay, so you're building a house now.
Yeah, I build house. I make, plan everything.
Okay, but now you've got a trailer with an A roof over it. You've got an attached building to it. You've got a double car garage. You got all that there now, right?
Yes.
So it's your intention within the next 5 years to have this house completed?
Yes.
And at which time then you're going to remove
everything
else?
Sure.
That's what I'm understanding.
I am agree. I put sign in building
department. And this has been explained to you by the...
Yes, I know.
Planning zoning.
I know.
I'm just asking you. This has all been explained to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. obtained all the permits and everything that you need?
For permit, I need to live in
the mobile home for the building.
Mobile home and shed. How now I have survey here.
Okay.
Building permit today is copy.
Maybe. Okay.
And after I finish house.
Okay.
Which one of these are you going to live in?
That one right here.
Which one?
To the left.
To the left?
Yes, that's going to be the house.
That's going to be the
that's
house.
That's where he's living. That trailer was there first. He's been living in it for years.
Okay.
He took a permit out to build a house.
Okay.
But
okay, that's all right. That's fine.
Susan, can you? What are you?
The house on the one-story frame house and deck on the left of the
basically,
property.
Basically, well, the surveyor always puts house. They need to. We've tried explaining to them. They need to put manufactured homes
right.
through dwellings.
Okay.
But
okay.
That one-story frame house with a deck, that's a manufactured home with
okay.
an addition.
Okay.
But it's been there for years.
All right.
And he has the mobile home there. A deck, attached garage, and a family room addition. But he took out a permit to build a house.
Okay.
And he, hold on. But it has expired. And it's being voided, but he's going to submit new plans in the future to finish this house. So he's here because the inspector, what he's living in now would exist. The structures do not meet setbacks. So she's trying to bring that into compliance until he builds his house. And once he builds his house, he has been told all of that has to be removed.
So the house is going to go here.
That's the foundation of the house.
Or the house, gotcha.
He took out a permit to build a house, but it has not been finished.
Did he have permit for the shed? I mean,
all is there. The only thing there is a foundation.
No, I mean the sheds and
yes, everything is okay. He just does not meet setbacks, and that's why he is here to
get. So when he builds his house,
all of this in compliance until he can finish the dwelling.
Finish his house.
When he finishes his house, all that's coming back out then.
Right.
Okay.
Except the sheds, I don't know what he's going to do with the sheds. That's up to him.
Okay.
But the home with the additions and the deck, he knows will have to be removed.
Be removed
once the house is complete.
Okay. Susan, how long has that house been there?
The house he obtained, well, it's not a house, it's a foundation only.
No.
The
one-story frame house
I believe
that's showing
it's been
on the
there.
Survey.
Hold on, let me.
It's 19.
Hold on.
And they,
1984.
Right.
Is that correct, sir, that the mobile home has been there since 1984?
Well, excuse me, there was one placement in 1984, then he replaced it. It's been 1984. It looks like, yes.
What
was it, a mobile home on less than 5 acres?
How old is this mobile home?
How long have you been on the property?
What, please?
How long have you owned the property?
I'm not one. My daughter is on for papier, but I am this property.
When did you buy it?
Before 4 years, four years.
40. So it existed before he purchased
okay.
it.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I had.
Yeah, but I start to build, but when he finish, don't have job, you know, economic now. Now I don't work. This year I go in Bulgaria, and I have property. I will be sell.
Mm-hmm.
If I can do this, I come back and build house.
Okay.
House is very good.
Let me ask you a question. Your two sheds. Let's get on those two sheds. Can
yeah,
you
but
move
the,
those?
Yeah, they, yes.
You can move them.
I will be move. In future, where I finish house, I don't save mobile home and sheds. These sheds I need for days material. There is fenster, there is cement, there is 2x4 lumber in.
But you're going to remove them, you said.
Yeah, I will remove remove in future. I want now to sit in my place to finish my new house.
Okay.
That's it.
I would like to add that there was the original home, manufactured home in 84, and a replacement was done June of 2012.
Have a CO for that?
Not yet, okay. Because of the cuss.
All this going on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was it replaced with a new one?
Yep. Yes. They replaced the 1984 with... I don't know if it was a new one, a brand new one, but do you have it there? I'm trying to find it.
Oh, let's see. It looks like...
I'm looking at the mobile home placement application that was filed. It looks like this past year, in June of 2012.
Yes.
And it shows that it was 1984.
Right.
So it's got to have
the same year as what was there again. I don't know what was there before. I don't have that.
So it was over 5 years old and needs a variance.
But there was already a single wide there, and they replaced it with a newer one, so that's permitted. One existed already, and they replaced it.
It doesn't have to be newer than five.
No, that's with a double wide. This was already existing, gotcha. So as long as it's the same year or newer, they can replace it.
Gotcha.
So there was no inspections on that at all, right? No certificate of compliance?
Not yet, because of all of these.
Okay.
Well, and it's a GR also.
Yeah, it's
yes.
GR. So.
GR.
So he replaced that home in 2012, but with the same year home.
Newer.
You're saying?
It's probably newer than what was there. I don't know. I don't have the information on these, but it doesn't matter because it's general residential for manufactured homes. Okay. If he wanted to put a 1940, he could.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a lot to this. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Man. And I believe I understood him to say that he needs to sell another property elsewhere in order to finish this house. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. I have a ticket for 11 April and going my family for to child and my wife. And I go together in Bulgaria. I was in Bulgaria 13 years. And now I have two properties.
You sell both your properties in Bulgaria, then come back and be able to, to build just out or finish your house.
Yes, I won't live here in America, no, in Bulgaria. And build this house for me. My daughter go in Param, Nevada, near Las Vegas, and live here and work. Then.
Oh, okay.
I live here.
You want to live here? She's going there. Okay. And any other further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I ask my neighbor. No problem with them. Okay. They help me.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 11,145 under advisement.
Right.
Amy, have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 11,145 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Rickards.
Aye.
Mr. Mills.
Aye.
And Mr. Callaway, aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,145 has been taken under advisement. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. Tonight, what that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay?
I don't understand the last sentence.
Your case now has been taken under advisement. That means that the board will deliberate it later on this evening when we're done.
Yes.
And there may be a decision.
Yes.
And there may not. You could stay if you would like until the hearing is done, or you may call here at the office at the courthouse in the morning after 9 o'clock to see if there was a decision made.
Okay.
Okay, or where your case was.
What?
Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's it?
You're doing very well. If I was in your country, I would be dead. I wouldn't.
You've done very well. Very well, sir.
You can call us. It may not be made. Why don't you call us tomorrow morning and we will tell you. Yes, for the decision, okay?
Okay.
Case number 11,001.